Well,
wonderful Wednesday edition of You Better You Bet rolls on. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley, great to be here with you on the BetQL Network. Great first 2 hours of the show. Love talking NCAA tournament. Who's going to win the national championship? We're hoping it's UCLA, but other teams potentially in the mix as well. On the left-hand side of the bracket, it's like, hey, Alabama, you want to play on Monday night for the title? Here you go. I'm going to roll out the red carpet for you. The Crimson
San Diego State
carpet,
definitely winning. Is there any way? Is there any question San Diego State's winning now that everyone has this consensus opinion?
Well,
is there any question?
I said it in the to end the middle segment of hour number two.
Whale thinks they're way live.
Like you mentioned, Tennessee is a team that could upend Alabama on that side of the bracket. Sure. Tennessee is 11. San Diego State's 40. Like if San Diego State beats that, let's say San Diego State wins. If it's San Diego State against Creighton or Princeton, San Diego State's going to be favored in that game. Or actually, I shouldn't say that. What would the spread be, San Diego State and Creighton?
Creighton favored by like a little more than a possession, probably.
Like Creighton 3.
Yeah. Just my guess.
Should we have that conversation? Like, what if Alabama loses? Then what?
Well, if Alabama loses, every future you make on the right side gains a ton of value because the Houston, Texas, like if you bet any of these teams, it's not like who does Ken like. Like if you, a lot of people bet a lot of these teams. A lot of people bet UConn. A lot of people bet Texas. A lot of people bet Houston. We had Colin on. He bet Houston. UCLA. Any of these teams, they gain a ton of equity if Alabama loses because the Monday night game is now the easiest game remaining. It's like, well, if you can just get to Monday night, you just win. You just win the title. Like, honestly, that's how I feel about those teams. Be like, well, Tennessee could still win. Great, bet them. And I'll bet the opposite side. And one of us will be right and one of us will be wrong. And we'll see. And Tuesday, we'll see who it is. Maybe I'm wrong. But that's how I'm choosing to bet it. And so the Monday night game is the easiest game. Like, if you're UCLA, you have to play Gonzaga, UConn, Houston, Tennessee. And you're asking me what the easiest game is? Really? What if it's Creighton? What if it's worse than that? What if it's Michigan State? What's the easiest game? Are you nuts? It's the last one. Who cares if the title's at stake? So, yeah, Alabama losing just means it's right side favored over left side by a lot to win the title. And then we still don't know who the right. Like Houston, Texas is a super high leverage game. All the games in the West are high leverage games because all the teams really could win. It's just like, yeah, so I think a lot of people maybe then would take the approach of, okay, well, like bet Tennessee or bet some of these teams. And if they make the final, I'll just hedge. Like, that's what they'll tell themselves or whatever. And I say the same thing every time. If you are betting something because the idea is you're going to get to the end and buy out for half, then you're making the wrong bet. Then, like, bet the team to get to the final then. Like, if the idea is, like, you're just going to get there and hedge, so you're going to get there to do a bunch of work that could have been solved by betting a different market, like, and that's the smart thing to do? Like, can someone explain that to me at all? Or, like, if you like Tennessee against Alabama, then bet them against Alabama. Like that seems like a pretty easy way to solve that problem. Buy a big price and then Monday night hedge seems like a really roundabout way to just bet something else. And I think what you're admitting when you say that is that you like the team from the right to win the title anyway. Why don't you try to solve that problem and go bet that team to win the title instead?
What do you think Fox News likes? Which side of the bracket?
Well, I think they would prefer a fair and balanced bracket, of which this is not. This is not a fair and balanced bracket.
They probably like the right side of the bracket would be my guess. On the right side.
CNN kind of likes the right side now, too. Everybody likes the right side. How ironic that the tournament is played out this way. Heavily leaning right. Red wave.
Our pal Dallin Cuff will stop by coming up next segment on the show from ESPN. Talking tournament. We'll talk most outstanding player coming up 40 minutes from now. Ken, there are places.
I'm so excited for this. I don't even know what these are.
Like
I didn't look.
So I'm going to. I feel like I may be missing something, in which case we could just turn this into a roast session of me for being an idiot.
Okay. Now I really can't wait.
Okay. So there are places. And it's, I guess it's possible that like BetMGM will have like these bets up like before the actual games are played tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like other markets that you can bet futures specifically for the round of 16. So for the games to be played on Thursday and Friday. And I'm going to go ahead and double check this. Yes, this is Sweet 16 props. This is Thursday and Friday games. Okay. There is a prop offered at a place that you could probably find, I would say. I don't know. I shouldn't say that, but whatever. I feel like a lot of people have access to, that I know at least. The bet is total number of higher seeds to defeat lower seeds in the Sweet 16. So what
does
this
mean by that? Higher seed,
so this
being
would be
like Princeton's a higher seed?
Correct. And the example that is given is example an 11 defeating a 6.
Okay, got
so
it.
Like Princeton
this is
being
offered in the first round every
example
year. This is offered everywhere in the first round, every offshore at least. The domestic books, some had really good prop lists, some had nothing, and everyone kind of chose to treat the tournament a different way. But this is that's a really common first round prop.
So in the betting markets, on BetMGM right now. There is only one higher seeded team that is favored. That is favored to win its game. And that is Michigan State, 1.5 against Kansas State, 7 against a 3. Connecticut is a 4 against Arkansas, which is either 8 or a 9. I think a 9. It doesn't matter.
Eight.
UConn's a 4.5 point favorite. An 8. Yeah. Yep. Tennessee is a 4 seed up against FAU, a 9. Tennessee's a 5.5 point favorite. UCLA is a 2, 1.5 against Gonzaga, a 3. Alabama's a 1, laying 7.5 against San Diego State, a 5. Houston is a 1, laying 7.5 against Miami, a 5. Creighton is a 6, laying 9.5 against Princeton, a 15. And Texas is a 2, laying 4.5 against Xavier, a 3.
Okay.
The market for this.
Yep. I know what you're
going to say. Over 2.5 is minus 170. Under 2.5 is about plus 130.
Oh, I thought it'd be more. I thought based on those spreads, I thought it'd be like 3 or 3.5. So the easy way to think about this is, and you really want to bet under, right? That's why you brought it up.
Well, so when I see something like this, I am smart enough now. I am like Confucius. I am
very, very humble of you.
I think it actually is a really humble statement.
Okay.
Sincerely. I am like Confucius.
Yeah. I'm like Shakespeare.
I believe that I am smart because I know what I don't know. And I like to talk to people that I feel like are more learned on a subject than I am before I like jump to conclusions and toss my money around and make comments about things that I am not 100% sure about. So I do feel like I'm pretty smart in this sense where like I'm not making a bet until like I confer with people about this year. So when I see something like this,
the Confucius thing was just really funny. It's like, oh, I'm like one of the great thinkers of all time. Yeah.
But that's Confucius's line is true intelligence comes from knowing what one does not know. I know that like I'm not like that I could be missing something here. So that's why I'm not presenting it as if I have all the answers. Like I'm not saying hammer this. What a great bet. I think it's an interesting point to bring up for discussion.
I love it. I love that you did it. I'm in.
Over 2.5 minus 170, under 2.5 plus 127. Ken, your thoughts on this particular betting market?
Yeah, it makes sense that the over is minus one. Like that's, I think that's probably about right. It's just a derivative basically. So it's like, it's looking at the point spreads and the win probabilities, really just the win probabilities, the money line markets in the games. And it's basically like, okay, if these money lines are all correct, what is the average number of teams average number of upsets, if you want to use that term, average number of teams that'll win that are higher seeds or that are dogs, basically, with K-State, Michigan State, the exception. And people might be like, well, how does that true? Like, there's only one game where a K-State, Michigan State, where a team that's a bigger number is favored. So how can it be 2.5? Shouldn't it be 1? And the idea is like, well, no, because the upset teams get a bunch of cracks at this, right? So it's not like they have – first of all, it's not like they have no chance. They clearly have some chance. Upsets happen in the NCAA tournament all the time. And the really
UCLA
quick and dirty way to do this –
UCLA is a small spread. Gonzaga could win that game, for instance, right?
I think I would bet over that for – I might bet over if I – got to request the old increase and the old credit, but that's okay. I might bet that just because, like – I think there's better chances of upsets, even with like the market prices than that, because there's a bunch of small spread games and college basketball point spreads, although they're like, I know how they're put together and they're very smart. The sport is very volatile, especially in this round. So like, I think we might get a little more instability maybe than the market's pricing, but a good way to think about this, everybody's about to do football win total work this summer, like 3, 4, 5 months from now, we're all going to like go our separate ways for the summer and think about football and just like look at a schedule or just think about teams and look at win total markets. And a lot of the people like to solve win total markets by looking at like, all right, well, what would I make each game? Like, all right, they'd be like a field goal favorite in this game, a touchdown favorite in this game. So that what that basically means is like, all right, they'd be 60% to win this game, 80% to win this game. And what you do, one way to just like tabulate all that is like, if you're 60% in a game, the team gets 0.6 wins because they're 60% to win that game. That's like how a lot of people, it's like a quick and dirty way to do it. It's not the perfect way, but it actually gets you like really close to the number a lot. Okay, they're 80% to win this game. I'll give them 0.8 wins. And you add up all those fractions and you'll get 8.5, and you'll look at the market and then it'll be 8.5, and you'll be like, oh, okay, I guess that like kind of makes sense. Like, that's a bad reason to make a bet. Okay, well, like, let's do it with this. Okay, like, if Gonzaga is a 2-point dog, then they're probably like, whatever, 46% to win the game. So let's give the seeds that you're trying to, you know, 2.5, 0.46. And like, you know, all right, Michigan State's a little bit of a favorite. Let's give them 0.52 because they're 52% to win that game. All right, we're going to add up all of these. We're going to add up like the 8% that Princeton is, and the which is 0.08 wins. We're going to add up the San Diego State. We're going to add up Xavier and add up Miami. We're going to add up all those 0.2s and 0.4s and whatever. And we're going to get like 2.5. That's like probably where we're going to get. Maybe get a little more than 2.5. And that's why it's juiced over. Maybe we get 3 or something like that. That's kind of like where that pricing comes from. And so it's really just a way to bet your opinion on games a different way. If you think you're going to bet a lot of dogs and you think they're live, maybe you like Florida Atlantic, which a lot of people do on the show. Colin just liked it. I like Florida Atlantic. Maybe they're live to win. Maybe you like Gonzaga. Maybe you like Xavier, who a lot of people like. Maybe you're like Whale and you like San Diego State. If you have enough of a strong opinion on those games, this is really just another way to bet that opinion. So it's kind of like a derivative in that way. It's not like its own thing. It's kind of like derived from the money lines for all the markets kind of all put together.
See, I'm glad that I brought this up, because now I feel like I learned something. Like, I got smarter. And I hope our audience did also. So people see stuff like this and you think the way, which I think is like a normal way to think, is the way that I thought about it. It's like, well, how could it be like juiced over here if only like only one of the higher seeds binary, is favored?
Right. You're thinking like win or loss, nothing in between. Right. And like the good news about the win probability way to do it is like there's so much gray area there. There's actually never a 1 or a 0. It's only a number between 0 and 1, actually, like 90% to win being 0.9, something like that.
You bet with Nick and Ken here. Dallin Cuff will join us coming up in about 7 minutes from now. Pick the upset winners. Like, if you're going to bet the over, I think the natural question there is, Ken, and again, like, this is not Ken saying I am betting all my money on these teams to win. Just like, if you're going to make this bet, like, which are the teams that you like? You probably like 3 or 4 of them that you think could like realistically win outright. Who are they?
Yeah, it's, I don't know if I'm going to bet this or not, because I guess the reason I can't bet it is that I really like UCLA, and that's one that you probably need to make this happen. But I think Princeton wins a little.
Is that fair to say?
I love that you brought it up, because it just lets us attack that line of reasoning, which is the most important thing. It's not even about this bet anymore. It's about, because that's going to be true with win totals, where it's going to be like, well, I added up the wins and losses and I got 12 and the number is 8. Be like, well, that's because they're just favored in those games. It's not like that those aren't wins. Those are like 0.6 wins and 0.7 wins, or likely wins, as opposed to wins, like has to be a win.
Which, by the way, can I interject here to say, like, I think for a lot of people out there, and it's the majority of our audience probably, that thinks more like me, which are people that are not like, haven't spent like the time that Ken has, like thinking about stuff like this. Like, I'm learning something here, and I hope that you are as well. Like, a really great way to think about stuff like this.
So I don't, because I like UCLA so much, I can't bet the prop probably, but I think Arkansas is very live. I don't like Xavier and Miami, so that also means I probably can't bet the prop. But I like Arkansas. Florida Atlantic is, I think, more live than the market's pricing. K-State, Michigan State's like a true toss-up. I don't disagree with that, I guess. I think Princeton's a little more live than the market. And I guess San Diego State, I'm kind of neutral. So, like, I think there are potential there, but I think the fact that I like Houston, and I like, especially the fact that I like one of the coin flips to be the UCLA, the 2, probably means I can't bet that. Now that I'm actually, because I'm thinking about this all spontaneously, I don't think I want to bet that prop. But I think that was a great exercise.
It feels like that bet kind of hinges on like Gonzaga and UCLA a little bit.
Sure.
There are a couple other really good ones. Yeah, there are a couple other good ones, like largest margin of victory. Will a game go into overtime? Most and least points scored? Most points by a player? We can do that coming up in the Power Hour. But coming up next, we'll talk tournament, Dallin Cuff, ESPN Rising Star with Nick and Ken on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.